Hello, welcome, and thank you for joining us on this August 30th edition of the Boomer Coaches Show. And it is, of course, the first show of the 2023-24 school year. Dakota Wagner, Tyler Riggs with you live here from Long Shots Bar and Grill. And Dakota, week one of the high school football season is upon us. I can't believe we made it. We got a little kind of a teaser, if you will, last week with week zero. Had some teams in the area compete. When watched a couple of those games, you know, Sharon Mutual, Moreland, a few others that were out there competing last week. But we really get things going starting Friday night, and really a couple more tomorrow as well. A couple of teams in the area going to be competing there. But, man, it is good to be back. Good to be on week one of the football season.
Felt like a really long 3 months.
Really did. From the time being class bowl for us, and then, you know, you kind of have that summer lull, if you will, where you're just kind of waiting for things to start up. Obviously, the things we're taking care of during that point, but you're ready to get it going. But, of course, not only is football season going, softball is well underway. They're about halfway through their season, if not a little further for most teams. And then you've got cross country as well. And, you know, we've talked, at least last week on K101, talk about band, dance, cheer. They're all going as well. Of course, going to be part of the football week one on those side of things. But boy, tonight we're going to have, I think, a pretty good group of guests that should lead things off for us this year. Lead some good conversations, some good insight. We will have softball head coach J.C. Dauphin, and then senior players Riley Moore and Jocelyn Treese. If you've been listening last couple of weeks, we've been covering some of those games. And boy, this team has really been fun to watch, and a lot of things we want to talk about and address with them. And the season they're having is a pretty good one so far. For the football side of things, we will have sophomore Ace Long and senior Peyton Carter. And, of course, we'll hear from head coach Ken Gordon to close things out as they get ready to take on Guthrie this week there at Boomer Stadium. Back to softball, though. We talked about out to kind of an exciting start for them. Coach Dauphin's team sits at 13-6 overall, 1-3 in district play, as they get ready to head to kind of that final stretch around the season over these few weeks. These next few weeks really, you know, get themselves set up for the postseason and hopefully a good run to end there. We were on the call last night in Elk City as Boomer suffered a tough 4-2 loss between two really evenly matched teams on the road. But, you know, mentioned overall still, even with that loss, could have, boy, the softball teams have really been fun to watch. Good mix of seniors, some juniors, a few sophomores contributing, and a couple of freshmen as well. So excited to address that with Coach Dauphin. And then Coach Gordon's team, as we mentioned, getting underway Friday night there at Boomer Stadium, hosting the Guthrie Blue Jays. One of the top 5A teams in the state will come here to Woodward. Guthrie actually got their season. They were one of the teams that played last week in week zero. Boy, it was a stomp in Ponca City. 40-0 in that one. The Blue Jays held Ponca City to just 9 total yards of offense. And then offensively for Guthrie, they racked up 263 yards on the ground. Dakota, we've seen this team, you know, last 4 or 5 years now between Woodward being in 5A and then still playing them as they move down to 4A. Seems like none's changed with Guthrie. They're going to be big, physical up front. They're going to pound the rock on you, and they're going to try to play stellar defense.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting to see, you know, with the new coach, what Woodward can do differently from last year, and see all the improvements that he's made over the summer. It's going to be fun to watch.
I think so. Do also want to remind you guys out there to not forget to join the crew on K101 Friday night for the 40th year of Friday Night's Quick Scores. Goodness, 40 years of keeping up with all the storylines, scores in the tri-state, you know, Texas Panhandle, Northwest Oklahoma, Southwest Kansas, and I tell you what, you're not going to find coverage like it anywhere else. And very excited to get your 40th Friday Night Quick Scores rolling, and going to have a lot to talk about there as well. I know CJ Montgomery has been working on kind of the guest lineup, if you will, some co-hosts, some people to talk to on Friday night, so that ought to be good. Definitely tune into that. Game night will kind of start things at 6 o'clock as it usually does, and we'll roll on through from the bulk of game night through 7 to 10 o'clock. Fifth quarter kind of wrap things up, put a bow on the action that was for the week. And with high school football starting, you got college football rolling as well. Oklahoma and Oklahoma State will be in action this weekend here on Z92. You could hear Oklahoma State taking on Central Arkansas in Stillwater. Kickoff for that game will be Saturday at 6 o'clock. Dave Hunziker and his crew will be live on the call, beginning with pregame coverage starting at 4 o'clock. And I'm sure that will be interesting. Oklahoma State, of course, a lot of turnover in the offseason within the roster. They're going to try to see, you know, how things look in the early going and, you know, talk to a few people. A lot of buzz, man, in Stillwater. Some people that, you know, I know are connected up there. And there is, for whatever reason, they think this team, you know, maybe will kind of fly under the radar. Their schedule's favorable. They kind of duck some big matchups with the new Big 12 this year, adding UCF, Houston, Cincinnati, and BYU. So I'm really curious to see how the Cowboys turn out this year. So a lot of unknowns going into the season. For Oklahoma's side of things, they'll be live on K101 Saturday morning. They will host Arkansas State there in Norman. That one, the 11 o'clock kickoff, that for whatever reason has kind of become trademark, if you will, for it seems like over the last couple of years. Toby Rowland and his crew will begin things bright and early, 9 o'clock with their pregame coverage. That's 9 a.m. So you could get up, get you some breakfast, you know, tune into the guys, see how it's going, and then you could just roll right over into the afternoon for Oklahoma State. It's kind of a good transition, I think, for both stations there. But with all that said, we'll go ahead and step aside for our first break, and on the other side, we will have the first guest tonight. It'll be the seniors, Riley Moore and Jocelyn Treese. You're listening to the Boomer Coaches Show on Z92.
Why watch the big games alone when you could stop by Longshot's Bar and Grill to catch all the action? Longshots offers the best entertainment in Northwest Oklahoma and is open Monday through Friday, 11 a.m. to 10 p.m., Saturday, 11 a.m. to 2 a.m., and Sunday, 11 a.m. to 9 p.m. Enjoy live music, great food, and drinks while you catch all the big games. There's always fun to be had at Longshots Bar and Grill. Call 580-256-1467 to book your next birthday bash or big reunion, then come on down to 810 Main Street to party with Longshots Bar and Grill.
A fraction of a raindrop. 3 grains of salt. At up to 100 times more potent than morphine, the tiniest amount of illegal fentanyl is all it takes to cause an overdose. Fentanyl can be mixed into heroin, cocaine, press pills, meth, and other drugs. It could be in your drugs, and you wouldn't be able to see it, taste it, or smell it. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Our connections make powerful things happen, uniting individuals and communities. We are Rotary. We are people of action. And together, we turn great ideas into reality by accessing our networks, our experience, and the best of ourselves to make a difference. Around the world, Rotary brings leaders together to build new friendships and to solve problems. Like in Austria, where generations work side by side to build sustainable housing and community centers. In India, volunteers run a mobile blood bank to help provide a steady blood supply for their local community. And in Taiwan, people are working hard to get vulnerable citizens the support and services they need. With over 1 million members, we know what people can do when they come together. Take action with us. Find out more at rotary.org/action.
And welcome back to the Boomer Coaches Show here on Z92. Dakota Wagner, Tyler Riggs with you as we are now joined by our first guest, leading things off, if you will, on the season. And tonight, going to be Jocelyn Treese, Riley Moore, the seniors. Girls, how you doing?
Good.
Well, as you can tell, we've got kind of a packed house here at Longshot, so we want to shout them out real quick, too, before you go on being great hosts, as always, another year here at Longshot's. Man, boy, cannot get you a good family building. There's a lot of people taking advantage of that now. They got some groups. But, guys, as we get going, I do want to kind of, before we get into the on-the-field stuff, or I guess you can take it on the field if you want, was there some big goals you had for your senior year of high school? I know it's kind of crazy being there already, but was there something on the field or off the field that you've either crossed off already or still want to accomplish this senior year?
For off the field, I want to pass all my college classes because so far they're kind of difficult. So hopefully by the end I can pass.
Jocelyn, what about you?
I just want to get to all my classes on time.
Hey, that's fair. I can understand. Me and Dakota could understand that a little bit for sure. So you guys, of course, have new head coach now, Coach J.C. Dawson, had experience coming over from kind of some of the smaller schools, Bisai, Arnett in the area, had some really good players along the way there and some big success with those teams. How would you guys describe Coach Dawson now as you got to know her a little bit better over the course of the season?
She's really energetic. Like, really energetic.
She's definitely a very particular person whenever it comes to how she wants things done, which is something we needed also.
See, some of that discipline, some of that structure, so to speak. I gotcha. And, you know, Riley, you mentioned the energy. It seems like at times, me and Dakota have talked about this, where she's more pumped than anybody.
Yeah,
I mean, she's, you know, you guys could kind of, I wouldn't say you guys are, lugging around, kind of being under a jag, but boy, she really, her energy level seems to be always at 100. Is that the case?
Yeah, she definitely gets us energized for sure.
Goodness. You know, you guys are 13-6 on the season now. You've competed well with some of the top teams in the district that are not only, you know, the Weatherford Zone Cities teams that are not only picked to be top of the district, but also have aspirations to be in state and were considered teams that are state worthy. What do you think has kind of impacted that the most? Is there a strong suit this team has that has really helped that? Or, you know, what has been kind of the keys to success so far?
Definitely Coach Dauphin and the energy she brings to the team, back to that, what we just talked
about.
Right,
yeah.
She's definitely what we needed to get this program going, and it's just been a great time with her so far.
I would agree.
So it's a kick in the pants, but in a good way.
Yes.
Right? What have you enjoyed most about having Coach Dauphin along?
She's pushed us to our very limits. She's made us all better, and we now believe in ourselves that we can beat good teams, that we didn't have that before.
Well, and, you know, talk about that a little bit more on the confidence side. It's one thing to preach it kind of in the preseason, right? And then you guys, you go out, you get some big early wins. I mean, have that feel knowing that you've now already smashed your win toll from the past three seasons in terms of each season's win toll. So was it kind of one of those deals where as soon as you saw it happen, you just was there any shock, or was it just like, okay, hey, this is exactly what Coach Dauphin was expecting of us, and we succeed?
It just showed us that exactly what she came in and told us was true, that we could do anything that we put our mind to, and that we are good enough to beat any team.
Yeah.
What are some things you guys have picked up on in your first year, in Coach Stoppin's first year, maybe her coaching staff? What are some things you may have picked up or gotten better at?
Some things that I have caught on are how to play outfield correctly, how to turn my hips and run to go get the ball instead of just backpedaling. Her teaching me how to play outfield has really improved my skill level in the outfield. I never expected myself to play outfield.
But hey, credit to you. I mean, you made some great catches. Me and Dakota talked about that. And even yesterday, I know it was a tough loss yesterday, but there were some balls that I don't think you're slow, Jocelyn, but let me put it this way. I was like, oh, she got no chance of this. And you were, I mean, it was pretty much on the glove. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I was kind of impressed to see Riley, you know, what for you, like Dakota says, or somebody you really kind of picked up and ran with under Coach Dauphin so far?
Definitely footwork for being on third. I had some trouble with it last year, but this year Coach Dauphin's really coached me up and has gotten me that good habits.
Yep.
And, you know, to follow up with that, talk about how hard you throw from third to first, because I know you were zipping some of those to first.
Yeah. I don't know. I just throw it. I'm scared to, like, take my time, and I know I have time to do it, but it's just easier for me to throw it as hard as I can, and it's more accurate that way.
Is that why we see some hard passes in basketball season where you're
trying? Oh, probably not.
Oh, that's good. So that kind of brings me, as we're talking about, you know, you guys have already accomplished, I'm sure, a lot of your preseason goals, if you will. What do you think the ceiling for this team is? I mean, obviously you're going to get a chance at this rate in the postseason to do some things. You know, is it one of those deals where you're taking it game by game, or is there now kind of a belief of, hey, we could push this as far as we want to push it?
I feel like we are definitely taking it game by game, but we all know that we can definitely accomplish the goal of making it to state this year. We're definitely way more our skill level is a lot higher than it used to be in the past years.
Okay.
And our energy on the field has grown a ton from where it was at.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I agree.
They're pointing at each other like, yeah, anything to add? To like it. But kind of brings me to this, too. You know, your guys' starting lineup, there's a lot of teams that, you know, when they're succeeding, usually it's senior heavy or it's, you know, upperclassmen heavy. You guys seem to have a decent mix, right? You do have, obviously, you two being seniors, a lot of experience. Riley Douglas Fisher Jr. has got a ton of experience in there. And then, you know, you even go down to the freshman ranks. So you got two varsity freshmen right now in Kaylee Mills and Bailey Nelson. You know, talk about that mix of girls in there where you've got people in all classes, so to speak, pulling their weight. How's that like to see, you know, knowing, hey, we got some youngsters to rely on that could, you know, back us up a little bit?
I think it's great having the freshmen. Like, they're doing really good. Kaylee and Bailey are doing so good. And I think it's good that they stepped up and are playing their role the way they should. And, like, the sophomores we have, too, they're great. And they're stepping in, doing their role just how we needed them to do it.
So what's the team chemistry like this year? How is it? You know, it seems like you got, like you said, you guys are having a lot of fun. And it's just, I mean, Coach Dobson tries to keep you loose, it seems like. You know, has it just been one of those deals where sometimes you only realize, hey, we're playing a game, we're just out here having fun?
Yeah, I don't think I've had this much fun playing a sport in forever. Our team chemistry is quite actually perfect as it could get. We're all very close with each other.
It's great. It's great to hear for sure. I guess off the field now, talk about some more senior type of stuff. What are we looking at as far as after high school? I know we've asked you this probably before, but just kind of reaffirm some of those plans. What are we looking to do going forward after high school, guys?
For me, I want to go play softball at any colleges. I don't care where,
right,
just somewhere. But I don't know what I'm going to go do college, like career-wise.
All right,
I
still haven't
no
figured that
clue
out. Okay.
I'm undecided on if I want to play softball or basketball. I could really see myself playing either.
Sure.
But I want to become either a physical therapist or going to the dental field.
Okay.
One of the two.
So two different fields there. Yeah. First, the dental field. What kind of brings you to want to be in the dental field?
My teeth always have to be clean, so I just.
Okay. So you're like, hey, if I'm gonna clean teeth, I'm gonna do it for a living.
Yep.
Even, you know,
yeah,
it doesn't have to just be mine. Okay. And then physical therapy, that kind of stem. Obviously, you had that injury your sophomore year. A lot of time to recover from that. Mm-hmm. Worked hard to recover and rehab it. Did that kind of start there, or was it something that was already on your radar before that?
It was something that was on my radar before, but it really, like, it showed me how a physical therapist can help someone, and I just want to be that person for okay others also.
Good deal. Well, Riley, I'm sure maybe your mom could help
yeah
finding some things out. You know, that coach's daughter mentality. She'll be on here for sure. Of course, I say, all kidding aside, Coach Moore is at every game. She's taking pictures at the softball
yeah
game. So she's, I'm sure, team mom going on right
yep
now. It's great. Well, hey, guys, just like that, we're done. We're out of time with you guys. Thank you for joining us. Great
thank
insight,
you
as
thank
always.
You.
And good luck going forward.
Thank you.
All right, that was the seniors, Jocelyn Therese and Riley Moore. We will step aside for a quick break and come back with Coach J.C. Dolphin. And you're listening to the Boomer Coaches Show on C92.
For more than 20 years, Northwest Glass has served Northwest Oklahoma with all their glass and door needs, including vehicle and equipment, windshield replacements and chip repairs, rekeying locks, and window and door repairs and installations. Call 256-4324 or stop by 611 Texas Avenue for all your glass and door needs. Good luck, Boomers.
I'm a wife and the mother of two kids, and I've got a good job.
Bye, Mom.
See you, Mom.
A pretty important job. Because of my family and my job, I really care about this neighborhood. It's a good neighborhood. Yes, there's some crime. And when I drive to work, like now, I realize that some people here don't trust the police. So the police should be reaching out to this community. And this community should reach out to the police. That's the way to make this a safer place. And when I get to work in the precinct house and put on my uniform, I can tell you, as a police officer, that this department is reaching out to the community. And the community is doing its part. We're building partnerships. This should be happening everywhere. This is how we can all be safer. Get involved. Start the conversation.
Start the conversation and help stop crime. To learn the five things you can do, go to ncpc.org/preventviolentcrime. A message from the National Crime Prevention Council and the Bureau of Justice Assistance.
The next disaster is coming. The time to get ready is now. Make a plan. Identify meetup locations and people you'll need to contact, and keep your contact list somewhere safe. Build a kit with enough food and water for 3 days. And don't forget your pets. Keep 7 days of medication on hand.
Work with your pharmacist and insurance company to get the extra doses. Make copies of important documents and keep them on your phone, in the cloud, or on a USB stick. Stay informed. Note area hazards. Take courses in CPR and first aid. And sign up for local alerts. Be ready. Learn more at americares.org/sendusin.
Welcome back here to the Boomer Coaches Show on Z92. Dakota Wagner, Tyler Riggs with you. As we continue to roll on, do bring in now the head coach of the Woodbridge softball team for both not only fast pitch but slow pitch as well, J.C. Dolphin. Coach, good to have you. How you doing?
Hey, thank you. Good to be here. I'm doing good. Doing good.
Hey, you know what? Just talking with those girls, you can tell they are excited about this season.
That's
definitely been something apparent to us.
Right.
But first, let's talk about you a little bit and talk about your journey kind of through the coaching ranks. You've been at some schools in the area around us, had some great success, seen some good talent, and take us through that a little bit for those that may not kind of know you and your background.
Okay, sure. Coaching-wise, out of high school, I started out at Buffalo. I was at Buffalo for a year and went to Laverne. Bear with me here. I kind of got the rundown cold going on. So I went to Laverne for a year, and then I was at Visi for 8 years, I believe. And Casey Jones, who's my assistant coach, He was with me at Visi for that time, and then I went to Arnett for a year, and now I'm here.
And have
been lucky. I've had great girls, you know. Northwest Oklahoma in general has some pretty good kids,
It's a softball place for sure.
I've had some great girls, and it's just been a fun journey. So.
And talking about your girls now, how would you describe this group as you've gotten to know them better over the season? How would you classify their personality?
Yeah. It's interesting. You know, when I first started doing this, and for several years, we didn't have a start date on softball, so we could practice all summer, play all summer, do whatever we needed to do. And now the association's put on a start date of July 15th, and so we really can't have anything to do with them up until that point. And it's changed the dynamic just a little bit because I have less time to get to know them, especially stepping into a new place where I didn't know any of them, you know. And so I didn't get to know them throughout the summer, really. And when you come in July 15th, it's such a time crunch. I mean, because I'm sure they mentioned, but I'm pretty particular about
how
I like.
Yeah, that's exactly what they said. They said that word exactly.
Okay, yeah, and they know that. I mean, that's something I'll tell them about me. You know, I like stuff the way I like it, and so I'm pretty particular about how I break stuff down and all the fundamentals and how I want stuff done, you know, and all that. And so it really puts a time crunch on what you're doing, and it gets hard to get everything done, and you're just going constantly because you got so much to do and so little time until your first game. And it's just, but you know what, a great group of girls. They came in eager to do what I wanted them to do, you know. They had a great attitude, great work ethic, and they were ready to take on what I wanted them to do, and that's what's going to make them successful, you know. So they were good. They were good. What? Your phone's going off. What's wrong?
Got people that don't realize I'm on air. That's a problem.
Okay. It happens quite often. What drew you to come to coach at Woodward, and what are some of the long-term goals you may have here?
Okay. Well, I've actually lived just south of Woodward for, 10 years now.
Right,
so I've
right.
been around the area yeah. for a long time. This okay. is actually the closest town to me. And just, you know, the cards never fell right. It wasn't... you know, necessarily how the hand played last year, you know, when it opened up. And I had a great year at Arnett, great kids, great administration, all that stuff. I was driving 80 miles a day to get there.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. It was like, oh, my goodness. And so when this opened up, it was perfect. I mean, it's always something that I've thought about kind of, you know,
right.
but was never really on the radar because it just wasn't right. But when I came and talked to him and did some stuff, and it finally kind of fell in my lap, and I'm just glad to be here. So long-term goals, man, they're working on it now. Just create a program that they can have pride in being a part of, that's fundamentally sound, that does things right, that does things well, that plays hard, you know, and just has a good time. That's real important to me, is that, you know, I like to win as much as anybody, for sure.
Right.
I'm probably one of the most competitive people out there, but, you know, having a good time is what it's really about, and you know, learning to be good, and that helps you in that endeavor, you know? So, yeah, just attitude, having a good time, and creating a program that they're glad to be a part of.
And getting back to your coach staff a little bit, you mentioned, of course, Casey Jones. A ton of experience.
Absolutely.
He's probably forgot more than, you know,
than
a lot of people really,
yeah,
you know.
For sure.
So talk about being able to bring him along and kind of having him be, you know, a steady hand as well.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, when you're going to develop a program, there's nothing better than having people that understand your program, what you want from your kids, what, you know. And like I said, he was with me for 8 years at Visai and really got veteraned into my program, you know, and what I want and what I expect and how we like things. And so to have him with me, like we said, in that time crunch where we don't have a whole lot of time until we go, it's just great to have a guy that I can set loose with girls to, because he knows what I want done. You know what I mean? He can go and take them and make them. And I can go take somebody else and do something else. And it's just, it's the only way we could get through it, you know? So he's just a fantastic asset to Woodward in general, you know. Absolutely. Great teacher, great coach, great guy.
And so before I ask this question, I do want to let you know the girls answered that your energy is the answer to this for them, at least.
Okay.
As far as I, you know, that what is the strongest part of this team in your mind? They answered you and your energy. So in your mind, what it is from the coach perspective?
To me, it just has to be their willingness to overcome a little bit, their resiliency, you know. They've had some questionable seasons, kind of,
right,
you know.
Absolutely.
And nothing bad at all, but they were just kind of a little down in the dumps, not real crazy about it.
Well, it's confidence but issue, right?
That's the deal. Yeah. I mean, you know, they needed somebody that was going to tell them, hey, you all have the ability. You have to go believe in yourself, you know? And that's part of, you know, what we're working on here a little bit, is making sure that they believe that they deserve to be on the field with anybody, you know? I mean, hello, you beat some pretty good people, you know? I mean, and heck, they're having a good time playing hard, and then just realizing that you do deserve to be here. Don't you dare back down to anybody.
Right.
You know, believe in yourself, believe in your ability to go compete. So.
Well, and to that point, you mentioned, I mean, you have been right there step in step with Weatherford, Elk City, Bethany. You guys handed them their only district loss thus far, at least as of last update.
Yeah.
But those are teams, you know, especially Weatherford, Elk City, that have the talent. They were not only picked top of the district, but in the class, people are like, hey, this is a potential state team. So with that, and again, you guys now have surpassed one total that you had more so than any of the last three seasons.
Yeah.
What do you think is the ceiling for this team now? I mean, what – I know the easy answer is, hey,
oh, I don't believe
all
in
the
ceilings.
Way. Okay.
I don't believe in ceilings.
But yeah,
if there's a ceiling, you've created it for yourself, I think. So.
Well, I guess as a – is there more of a mindset of you're taking a game at a time at this point, knowing that, hey, you guys are above expectations?
Absolutely. Here's my deal, and I tell the girls this all the time. You know, if you show up and do your job, the wins and the losses will take care of themselves.
Right.
So you go play hard and do the best you can do, and the winning and losing is going to take care of itself. So.
There you go. And, Coach, before we, you know, you guys get into kind of this last push, if you will, in the regular season over the next few weeks, what's something that you're just really looking to still improve on? What's something you feel like you could strengthen up and shore up over this course of time?
Right. Well, you know, like you said, we've been kind of right there step in step with the top of our district in Weatherford and Oak City and that stuff. And in our Weatherford loss, it was just, we were right there, you know. We didn't make adjustments fast enough at the plate. The last couple innings, we finally kind of started getting on their pitcher. We need to adjust a little faster. But at the same time, I think there was just, like we talked about, a little bit of that back and down, just a little bit of a confidence issue. You know what I mean?
I mean, in their defense, I would absolutely strike out three pitches on Marley Teasley as well. But, you know, that's beside the point.
But I mean, even like defensively, when we really had a chance to put it away, right. And we just gave him another out. We gave him another chance. You know right. what I mean? And that's just the deal of not breaking, putting your foot on the gas and really just sticking to it, you know, confidence in yourself to go make that play, to go hit that ball, to go, you know, whatever the situation is, just to really have the confidence in themselves to just fight through that and keep going. So.
Absolutely. Well, Coach, hey, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you
for your time.
You bet.
Great insight. We look forward to keep on following you along through the end of the season. And
absolutely. We appreciate you guys being in the games.
Hey.
So.
At least they let us come around, right? That's
yeah.
a big thing. So, all right, Coach. Well,
thanks
hey, good
so
luck
much.
Out there.
Thank you.
And that was head coach J.C. Dolphin for the Woodward softball team. We will step aside for a break and come back with the football guys. Next will be the sophomore Ace Long and the senior Peyton Carter. You're listening to the Member Coaches Show on Z92.
Why watch the big games alone when you could stop by Longshot's Bar and Grill to catch all the action? Longshots offers the best entertainment in Northwest Oklahoma and is open Monday through Friday, 11 a.m. to 10 p.m., Saturday, 11 a.m. to 2 a.m., and Sunday, 11 a.m. to 9 p.m. Enjoy live music, great food, and drinks while you catch all the big games. There's always fun to be had at Longshots Bar and Grill. Call 580-256-1467 to book your next birthday bash or big reunion, then come on down to 810 Main Street to party with Longshots Bar and Grill.
Girls and boys in poverty around the world are dreaming of a better life and a brighter future. Children International and friends like you are giving these children a chance to achieve their dreams by ensuring that they have access to health care, education, life skills, and more so they can grow, thrive, and believe in themselves. Learn more about Children International and join us in our life-changing work at children.org today.
My whole identity had been wrapped up in being a soldier. To have that so violently ripped from me when I was wounded, I was lost for a very long time. When Wounded Warrior Project came into my life, being around the other warriors, people that had similar experiences that I did, it was a game changer for me. Having King join the group, that was the beginning of a really good friendship.
It's a good time.
I first heard about Wounded Warrior Project through CQ. And at first I was kind of like, I don't know if I qualify. But having been a part of it, it's kind of taught me that it's not just the wounds that you can see, but it's those that you can't.
When you do something like a peer support group with Wounded Warrior Project and come together from different walks of life, man, the growth is incredible. If not for Wounded Warrior Project, I really don't think that I'd be here today.
See how we help warriors combat stigma at woundedwarriorproject.org/combatstigma.
And welcome back to the Boomer Coaches Show here from Longshot's Bar and Grill. Dakota Wagner, Tyler Riggs with you as we now move on to the football guys. Joining us here, the sophomore, Ace Long, and the senior, Peyton Carter. Fellas, how are we doing tonight?
Great. What about yourself?
I'm good, Ace.
I'm doing pretty good.
Well, that's good to hear. Good to hear. Peyton, I do want to start with you here as far as the question goes. Senior this year, what are, you know, some of the things, at least on the field, going to be like for you as a senior? Has anything changed? Does anything feel different? And how do you know it basically encompasses you being the lead guy on that defensive line to try to set that tone?
I just got to take leadership in what we do and bring people up when they do something wrong and just a bigger leadership problem.
Now, when you say leadership, are you one of those, are you trying to lead by example to young guys, or is it something where you're a bit more vocal? I mean, how are you trying to approach that?
A little bit of both.
Right. Get a mix in there for sure.
Yeah.
And then as far as just regular high school-wise, what's it like to be senior year now? You're running the school, man.
Less classes.
That's the best. Okay, that's the thing. Can't blame him for that one. Ace, looking at you here on things, of course, you were primary offensive weapon last year. We talked about, you know, just a few yards short of 1,000. Really kind of splashed on the scene there as a freshman. Now things change offensively from in tight, everybody kind of knows what's coming before the snap, so it's a spread system. You're going to be moved around a little bit within that. And, you know, given some opportunities in space and maybe a chance for some other guys to also work off that. What do you think that's going to be like now, maybe going to a complete kind of 180 offensive?
I think it's going to be a lot better. We're not blocking straight up this year. We're kind of blocking at an angle, and it puts less stress on our line. And it does get everybody more involved, and it also gives me the chance to go out in, like, the slot and try to catch a few passes as well.
How's the hands in?
Oh,
hands
they're great.
Good. Peyton, is he lined? Has he got stone hands, or has he got some soft hands?
You know, just because he's my teammate, he has great hands.
Wow. Okay. So last week, your opponent Guthrie got their season started against Ponca City there in Gelsville Stadium at Guthrie. You guys, after the Meet the Boomers there at Boomer Stadium, went over, I believe, to Ace's house, actually, and kind of watched that game, but more so as well, got kind of a bonding opportunity with the team. What was that like? What shenanigans went on there that we'd say on air?
It was a really good bonding experience. I don't know how much film was actually watched, but that Sunday we went in with the coaches and they really broke down the game, and I think we got a really good understanding of what they're going to bring.
Sure. But you mentioned the, you know, how much, not a lot of football watch
we
Friday night. What did you guys do?
We watched the first half of the game.
What did you guys do after? I mean, to be fair, it was over after the first half, really. Yeah. But, you know, did you guys just hang out, you know, that sort of stuff?
Yeah.
Yeah, we all pitched in and brought money, and we got some pizzas and some cookies and stuff.
Okay.
And people were messing around with people's cars and stuff.
Oh, no.
You know,
oh, boy.
High school stuff.
Okay, there we go. That's a good way to put it. Ace, you mentioned Sunday you guys really cracked down on the film side with Guthrie. What did you guys learn about them as far as, you know, has anything really changed? We know they're going to be big and physical up front. You guys have seen that in the time you played them. They're going to try to run the ball defensively. They're going to try to play mean and nasty. Is that what we expect out of them come Friday, or is there something that you guys picked up on that maybe you could attack?
No, they're just going to do the same thing they did last year.
Okay.
They are just going like a straight man on D, so they're going to bring five. They're going to put two in the box, and they're going to play straight man on our receivers. So if our receivers can break, I don't know, if they can, like, beat them deep, we got that. But we also got, like, the slant routes and the post.
So what do you think, Ace, in your mind from the offensive side is the biggest key? Is it just trying to, you know, make them pay for that man defense, if you will, or is there something else?
Yeah, I don't know. We got a lot of plays to go against their man. We got some screen plays. Like I said, we're not blocking straight up. We're blocking at an angle. So I think it'll be really good.
So essentially just try and take advantage of that overloaded pressure they're going to bring, so to speak.
Yeah.
Okay. Peyton, on the defensive side of the ball, you know, it's going to be war in the trenches for you on that line. What do you feel like you're going to have to do on that defensive side of the ball, not only individually but as a team, to be able to slow down Guthrie's rushing attack?
The line just got to stay vertical, and linebackers just can't run downfield and do our job, stay on our key blocks.
Right. So everybody fill in those gaps, essentially.
Yeah.
Find the flow of the ball. I mean, that is definitely going to be the important thing. So, Ace, for you as a sophomore now, you're through that freshman year, at least in the high school. Has the high school life got a little easier for you? What's that like now? Peyton, obviously, he's on cruise street being a senior with the lesser classes. What's it like as a sophomore now?
Yeah, Peyton has it easy. I got to go to every class. I don't know. My mom works up at the high school, so she makes me take every hard class I can take, and she wants me to
Absolutely.
Do everything. So
there you go.
School's kind of a struggle, but it's all right.
Challenges, it keeps you busy, that's for sure.
Yeah.
That's for sure. Peyton, on your side of things, I know we've asked this before, but kind of update on that. What are you looking to do after school, man? What's, you know, the career path for Mr. Peyton Carter?
Depends if I get an offer. If not, I'll go get my CDL and drive.
Well, there you go. Okay. You're driving, nothing wrong with that. So, but you are, of course, looking to go next level. If you do get that offer and go next level, is there a path as far as major you want to take? Is that something that will be decided when you get there?
Yeah, it'll be decided when I get there.
Okay, that's fair. Talk about this new coaching staff, guys. We'll talk about the 180 in terms of philosophy, offensively, defensively, trying to be mean, nasty, physical. That what has Coach Gordon and his staff been like getting to know him over the summer? Obviously, he came in kind of at the end of the school year this past school year. You guys have had a full summer with him. How would you describe Coach Gordon?
Tough.
It's very intense. There's no messing around. Like, when we're there, it's football.
Right.
But outside of football, he's also really fun to talk to. Like, he has a soft side.
I gotcha. So he kind of keeps that reserved for, hey, balancing it out. Football field, it's all, you know, straightforward. off-field different type of guy.
Yeah. Okay. So would you say with him being a college coach, it's just so much more physical than what the high school coaches that you guys had in the past bring you?
Absolutely.
Yeah. Cool. It's more of like a complicated scheme, though. It's not, like, so hard to learn, but there's just so many more different reads. Like, a route isn't a certain route. A route could be, like, three different different types of routes, just depending on what the coverage is.
I got you. So with his staff obviously being on the college level beforehand, are there extra things you've now picked up from him, knowing that he's bringing some of that college experience? Is it, you know, whether that's just in the prep of things, whether that's on the field? I mean, what are some of those things that you think you've picked up from him so far in these few couple months?
I feel like the mentality aspect is the biggest one. I've learned so much from them, like football-wise, but mentality-wise and just in life in general, that's where I've learned the most.
Yeah, me too.
Fair enough. You know, what are, finally, I guess, here, as we're running close on time with you guys, what are some of the individual goals, if you got any, for the season? And then team goals, what's been kind of preached? I know Coach Gordon, at least speaking to people, is saying, obviously, he wants to build discipline first. And then, you know, the process of establishing that program, some of that's important to him. He knows Rome's not built in a day, and you guys are obviously going to work as hard as you can to game by game improve. But overall, is there any big goal for the team?
Have a winning record, okay. I feel like.
Definitely have a winning record. And, like, change the whole mentality of in the hallways, you'll see somebody and they'll be like, yeah, y'all suck. Nobody wants to go play.
I got you.
We need to have everybody wanting to play and everybody wanting to go to games. Right now we're kind of like the laughing stock, and we got to turn that around.
So trying to get that energy turned around.
Yes, sir.
Absolutely. Nothing wrong with that. And, of course, if you push for that winning record, playoffs may be in store, something that had been reached since 2019. So definitely be a big goal to accomplish, no doubt about it. Well, fellas, hey, thank you so much for your time. Great as always. Good luck out there Friday night. We look forward to seeing what happens.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And that was the sophomore Ace Long, the senior Peyton Carter. And with that, we'll step aside for a final break and come back with the head coach himself, Ken Gordon. You're listening to the Boomer Coaches Show on Z92.
Being an Army Ranger is a very fast-paced lifestyle. I was clearing a weapons cache in Haditha, Iraq, when the building collapsed on me, burying me alive. I spent 6 months in the hospital and a year of recovery. When I was separated from the military, I just felt like I was useless because I only had this one thing that I was supposed to do, and then that one thing was taken away from me. But then one day, I got a call from Wounded Warrior Project. They asked me to come to a workout, and I decided that I was gonna get better, both physically and mentally. Now I'm a warrior leader. I create events and opportunities for other veterans locally. Wounded Warrior Project did a phenomenal job reminding me that my injuries aren't going to define who I am. And because of that, I can do anything that I want.
See how we help warriors combat stigma at woundedwarriorproject.org/combatstigma.
Hey, Dad, your prescription will be ready in just a minute. Hey, Dad, your laundry will be ready in just a minute. Dad, your lunch will be ready in just a minute.
Hey, honey, why don't you take a minute? When you help care for a loved one, you give them as much time as you can, making sure they're safe and comfortable. But it's just as important that you take some time for yourself. At AARP, we can help with information and useful tips on how you can maintain a healthy life balance, care for your own physical and mental well-being, and manage the challenges of caring for a loved one. Because the better care you take of yourself, the better care you can provide for your loved one.
Thanks, Dad.
Thank you. You're there for them. We're here for you. Find free care guides to support you and your loved one at aarp.org/caregiving. That's aarp.org/caregiving. A public service announcement brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
And welcome back to the Boomer Coaches Show here on Z92. Dakota Wagner, Tyler Riggs with you as we bring our final guest of the night on. It is the head football coach, Ken Gordon. Coach, how are we doing tonight?
Doing great.
Yeah. Doing great. Well, hey, we're glad to have you, Coach. And I think we need to start with this. Of course, we had you at the end of the year when you just got hired. I mean, I think you're getting ready to move in that weekend, if I'm not mistaken,
correct,
after the show. So everything was still moving, so to speak. But now you've gotten to settle in. You've got summer with the program. got to know the guys and kind of get things rolling, got your coaching staff installed. So I guess the first question is, what did you learn about your group of guys that you kind of are now leading out here on Friday nights?
You know, we have, the majority have bought in, and they're doing a good job of working hard. We have a young football team,
right.
Really young football team, yeah. Which I have I don't mind at all.
Well, that means you got some good numbers freshman sophomore class.
Yeah, got a building block. And we have some guys at the older group that are good leaders,
right.
that's helping those guys out. So we're still, we're still learning each other.
Right.
You know, we're still trying to change the mindset of the program. You know, so we're still in the building phase.
Right.
But these guys, you know, they come every day. They want to get better. They starting to take ownership, and that's all you can ask.
Well, and speaking to that, but one, I know you've talked about this in other settings. Of course, Woodward had you at the Chamber of Commerce meeting last month, and I've seen you in other settings talk about it. But for those that may not have heard yet out there listening, talk about kind of your philosophy in terms of what you're trying to establish here at Woodward a little bit and how that's going.
First of all, I think any program, if you want to build a program, it starts with discipline. And, you know, there's a process you got to go through. And, you know, everybody wants instant results.
Right.
You know, and
in today's culture.
In today's culture. And it doesn't happen like that. So we've been real heavy on the discipline, trying to change the mindset of the kids,
right.
Understanding that, you know, there's consequences for your action. You know, as bad as we want to get on the football field and go through plays and, you know, offense, defense, special teams, you got to change the mindset first. And if you don't change the mindset, then you can continue to go in the same direction. And sometimes you have to make hard decisions on kids. And, you know, so that's what we're doing as a program, as coaches. We're trying to change the mindset of the kids, and we're starting with the discipline first. And then, you know, then we're slowly going. We're not rushing it.
So right.
Got into the football, you know. Even though we play a really good football team, I told our guys, we're not going to rush it. You know, if we go into a game with three or four plays, that's what we're going to the game with. But we're going to be really good at those three or four plays.
Right.
You know, but we got to continue to work on the discipline.
Absolutely.
Last year I asked you if you're going to hold the same standard as you did your college guys with these high school guys, and you said absolutely. Is that still the same answer as of right now?
Absolutely.
Good.
The standard is a standard. I'm not changing.
Right.
You know, and that's a standard that I learned from a championship program. And so if you learn that from a championship program, you just raise them in championship program, the standards are never going to change while I'm in Woodward, ever. You know, and, you know, we understand that. You know, you have to make adjustments. I'm going to say adjustments with these kids.
Right.
But you don't change. You know, so, you know, we've made adjustments, but at the same time, they understand discipline is discipline, the standard is the standard, and we're not going away from that.
And, you know, one of the other things you've talked about so far is not just establishing the culture at the high school level, but really getting that connection going throughout the community all the way down. About that, folks. I had a little bit of a technical glitch there. But, Coach, we had just started to get from you kind of talking about, again, not only establishing the culture at the high school level, but all the way down to that Pee Wee level, get everything aligned. How's the response been to that so far in the community? Has it been well received? Does everybody kind of buy in on that?
It's been awesome. It's been awesome. I mean, before I got up here, once I got done doing a walkthrough with the middle school, they play tomorrow.
Right.
I went over to visit with the fifth and sixth graders. They play tomorrow also in Enid against Stillwater.
Okay.
So, I mean, it's been awesome. I mean, they're running some of the same plays. They're the same terminology. Carolina, right. Cleveland, they know that's inside and outside zone. And the same, our guys are running it.
Right.
So they're hearing the same terminology. And I talked about when I first got here, speaking the same language. We're speaking the same language. And like you said, it's not going to happen overnight. But those kids are loving it, you know, and, you know, we got our hands on up now. We really got our hands on the middle school, and
right.
You know, Coach Long and Coach BJ have the lower kids, and they're doing a great job, man. But we're all heading in that same direction, and that's not going to stop. you know, and it's going to continue into the spring, into the summer, and it's going to continue. We're going to just go day at a time, but it's going.
And that's exciting stuff. Yeah. Absolutely. And I've, you know, been part of something like that before, and that is, when it gets going, it is something else.
Yeah.
Coach, focus on the matchup this week real quick. Guthrie, we know, is going to be a physical team. They're big up front. They always are. They're going to run the ball, pound that rock, and really try to play stingy defense. Mm-hmm. Ace was talking about offensively, you guys are going to try essentially maybe do your best, try to punch them a little bit for that, you know, over pressure they bring, that loaded box. What are some of the other keys in your mind to try to get out there and come away with the win if you can against Guthrie?
Well, I think the number one thing is we can't beat ourselves against a good football team.
Right.
You know, you can't beat yourself. You can't go out there and have turnovers.
Yeah.
You know, you can't go out there and have missed assignments. You know, you have to play assignment football. You know, and if you can do that, you want to at least give yourself a chance. You know,
absolutely.
And against a team like Guthrie, where they're big up front, where they got good skilled players, where they have a good quarterback, you know, where they have a program established at Guthrie. That's just what they are right now.
Right.
You know, they got a good program established. They're where we're trying to get to, you know, and that's what we're trying to establish here in Woodward, you know. But what I like about it is we get to see what an established program looks like.
Right.
You know, we get to see that. Now, how do we compete against that? You know, where are we at? How far have we came? So we get to see that on Friday night. You know, and that's, I'm looking forward to it. And I told the guys that they should be looking forward to it. Don't be scared of Guthrie. We're not going to be scared of them. You know, we're going to go out there and compete. You know, but at the same time, though, you know, we can't go out there and beat ourselves. And as coaches, we can't go out there and get our coach.
Absolutely.
We got to at least help those kids out. You know, we got to put them in the right position. You know, give them a chance to play. Like I tell them, our job as coaches is to put them in the right position. Their job as players is to make that play. We can't make the plays for them.
Right. Sometimes you wish you can, but it can't be that way.
Yep.
And so I guess your biggest goal then Friday night is first and foremost, like you said, you want to see those guys stand up to that challenge.
Exactly.
And play without fear, no matter the result.
Exactly. I mean, they put their pants on, they put their shoes on, they put their socks on, they put their jersey on, they put their pads, just like we do.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? They do the same thing. Hey, football's football. You know, now it's how you go out there and how do you respond once you get hit in the mouth? Because you're going to get hit in the mouth. I mean, that's not overexaggerated. We're going to get hit in the mouth.
Right.
How are we going to respond? Are we going to hit them back? All right, or are we just going to take it? And so that's been my challenge to them is, you know, is how are we going to respond when they hit us in the mouth? Because guess what? If we hit them in the mouth and we continue to hit them in the mouth and we get them on their heels, they're not going to be used to that from Woodward. They're going to be kind of like, whoa.
Right.
And then now we got to get something started, you know. So you want to try to surprise them by doing that because they're not expecting us to come out there and be physical. You know, they're not expecting that. They're expecting them to come out there and be physical. You know, but they're not expecting Woodward to come out there and be a physical football team.
Absolutely, yeah. Coach. Well, hey, thank you so much
for the time.
Sorry about the little technical glitch.
Hey, like I said, the great ones make adjustments, right?
That's right.
Yes, sir.
That's right, Coach.
Yes, sir.
Well, with that, folks, that was head coach Ken Gordon for the Boomer football team. And, hey, come out Friday night there at Boomer Stadium. Going to be taking on Guthrie the Blue Jays kickoff, 7 o'clock. And, boy, it's going to be a fun contest to see how the season starts out for the Boomers. And, of course, at this time, I do want to thank Long Shots Bar and Grill, as always, for being a fantastic host. And, boy, it's packed in here. Come out and get you a meal. Good place to come out. They got TVs all over the place, college football. They come watch a lot of college football. And throughout the season, basketball, they always put on the NBA games, baseball, you name it. And just, of course, do want to mention as well, Friday Night Quick Scores, year 40 getting underway Friday over on K101. So if you want, get Quick Scores going on the radio. We'll, of course, be on the Boomer TV stream, and you can watch and listen to both and keep up with everything. Have you completely covered in the tri-state from Southwest Kansas, Northwest Oklahoma, and the Texas Panhandle. And with that, folks, thank you so much for listening. Have a great night, everybody, and we will catch you on Friday with the Boomer season getting underway. You've been listening to the Boomer Coach Show on Z92.